This is a sound a broadcaster never wants to hear coming out of the radio. Static. Noise. In places on the dial where radio stations used to be. Dead air. I'm tuning here with a little handheld Sony AM/FM receiver and then with the digital radio tuner in the car. I'm in London, Ontario, about halfway between Toronto and Detroit. Two cities with some of the hottest AM radio decades ago. The airwaves here should be thick with the sound of AM radio. Instead, I get static. London is just one of the Canadian cities where the companies that swallowed up vital, exciting radio stations are turning off the transmitters and walking away. I'm Paul Cross. This is Crosstalk, media history, commentary, and analysis, Season 8, Episode 3. 2023 was a terrible, horrible, really bad year for AM radio in Canada. Listeners in cities across the country lost some of their heritage AM radio stations. Some of those stations were nearly as old as radio itself. London is a harsh example. I recall in my early days in radio, radio stations from London coming after on-air talent elsewhere in southern Ontario, Toronto, and elsewhere, as the three AM powerhouse stations there geared up to go big. FM radio there was also expanding and making moves, but on AM, 980 CFPL, 1290 CJBK, and 1410 CKSL all had big ideas. 980 is still on the air. On my tuning day, I find it playing a recorded music show with no station IDs in the show or into or out of stop sets. But as for the others...
Here's where we should be receiving 1290 CJBK. And the station that used to be 1410 CKSL would have been around here. There's nothing else toward the top end of the dial.
CKSL's been gone since 2016. But in 2023, many other AM radio stations went off to static. It's possible I'll miss some here, but the radio stations communities lost include 1290 CJBK in London, 1380 CKPC in Brantford, 1310 in Ottawa, 1410 CFUN in Vancouver, along with 1040 AM in Vancouver, what had been 1290 CFRW in Winnipeg, the former 1260 CFRN in Edmonton, and what was once 1060 CFCN in Calgary. Listeners in Calgary had already recently lost all news 660 CFFR, although the content was flipped over to an FM station. Three different corporations are involved in these shutdowns. Giving up on AM stations is evidently a Canadian corporate thing. At the same time, three other historic Canadian AM radio stations are up for sale. 580 CKWW in Windsor, and the two radio stations that used to battle it out for top 40 music radio supremacy in Hamilton. The stations that used to be 820 CHAM and the powerhouse 1150 CKOC. I remember folks from CKOC coming to Toronto and gleefully waving signs out on Yonge Street not far from our newsroom windows the day at 10:50 chum we stopped playing hit music. But as for the future of those AM stations in Hamilton and Windsor, the CRTC will hold a hearing on February 8th to hear the application for the purchase of those three historic stations by Neeti Ray, who owns the Sina Radio Group. Ray has multicultural stations on AM 1650 in Mississauga, bordering on Toronto, and on FM in Windsor. And in Toronto, Ray owns Flow 98.7 on FM, which launched a new morning show just January 15th.
Wake up with Ace and Marlon in the morning.
Come on now, here we go. Get your ass.
On Flow 98.7, where black music lives.
So I am looking ahead, trying to get past the terrible, horrible, really bad year for AM radio in Canada, and I'm eager to hear what CNA can do if it acquires those three stations. The price it has agreed on, to buy them from the phone company? is $445,000. That's it. $445,000. You can't get a one-bedroom condo in Toronto for that. Wow. Meantime, as Canadian companies bail on AM radio, the fight to protect, to save AM radio is very much alive just over the border in the United States. Next time, the fight to keep AM radio in new cars. Big deal in the US, barely a word from Canadian companies. That's coming next time. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.